This is today's Midwest Digest. Hello, everyone. I'm Max Armstrong with news and commentary from across the heartland of America. Our Thursday edition of the Midwest Digest is brought to you by the folks at Mystic Lubricants. I'll have today's stories coming right up. This time of the year, there are so many great traditions of our rural families, such as the festivals and the fairs, getting ready for the fair. There are so many things that are passed down from one generation to the next, such as how to care for the equipment on the farm, handing down that wisdom that includes the proper lubrication. And Mystic Lubricants wants you to know they're very proud to have played a role keeping farm machines working harder for longer, season after season after season. Mystic products, like their legendary JT6 grease, are specially formulated to perform in even the harshest environments. No matter if your machines are brand spanking new, or if they've been there for several seasons, you can count on Mystic to protect your family's tradition for getting the work done. Find your local Mystic distributor or retailer by going to their website, mysticlubes.com. It's M-Y-S-T-I-K, lubes.com. It's been 2 weeks since the Marshalltown, Iowa community was blasted by that surprise tornado that damaged the courthouse, shut down businesses, tore up homes. Now large swaths of that community of 27,500 have been transformed into construction zones. Some are rebuilding already, while others continue to dig out of the mess. The Des Moines Register reports that in many parts of that town, progress is slowly inching forward, one branch, one board at a time. Marshalltown resident Pamela Fricke told the Register, "There's still a lot of work to be done, but there's been such a massive improvement already." From This Week in Agribusiness, in a wheat field just north of the border in Manitoba, Canada, 271 farm combines are lined up, and more are expected, maybe another 30, in an effort to set a world record for combines operating in a field at one time. Some of those farmers have traveled nearly 500 miles to carry out the attempt to benefit Christian kids' camps around the world. Oh, and the wheat? Well, it is ready to combine about 2 weeks early, according to Canadian farm commentator Harry Siemens, who's working with that record-setting combining attempt this weekend. But Harry says the yield is going to be down, that some fields that produced 90 bushels an acre last year may produce only about 60 bushels or so this summer. Harry says the growing season in those prairie provinces of Canada was too dry and too hot. Have you noticed there are some places in our region where people repeatedly get into trouble as they explore nature? Places like Starved Rock State Park in Illinois, or the bluffs over the Mississippi River at Minneapolis. Add to that list now the Oakfield Ledge State Natural Area in Wisconsin. A Fond du Lac man died falling off a cliff there last Friday. He became the third young adult to die falling from a cliff in a Wisconsin state natural area in the past few months. And the authorities are warning folks to be careful, be aware of their circumstances and their surroundings. Isn't it interesting that that advice that applies to some of the most remote areas in the heartland could also apply to some of our most populous cities? That's the Midwest Digest. I'm Max Armstrong. Have a good day.